Okay. All right. So, hello. Hello and welcome everyone to Happy Hour. It's lovely to be with you wherever in the world you are in this moment. So for tonight's practice, I'd like to leave a lot of space for just sitting and landing. We did practice of enough and on Friday, working with a poem of David White on Friday, and many people said that, oh, there's a sense of sufficiency in landing into what's here right now. It was very spacious and nourishing. So for tonight, I like to leave a lot of space, and at the same time, bring some themes of equanimity and compassion, especially now with the request that Gita brought in with the tragedy and up in Vancouver. So sharing some both karuna, compassion, as well as equanimity practice, not just for ourselves, but for all beings everywhere, and especially those in difficult circumstances. So that's the plan, and I'm not going to say much more. Let's just get into it and practice together, okay? So let's get into our meditation posture. Landing. Landing in this body. With this breath in this moment. Whatever is present in this moment, in this body, whether it's fatigue, whether there's heaviness, sadness, maybe it's excitement and joy, whatever is present. Can we just sit and open up, open our heart to, open our body to what is here? The mystery of this human life as it's unfolding in this moment, in this heart, in this mind. In this body, can we open to it just as it is? One breath at a time. Letting the breath breathe you, breathe this body. Moving the energy around. If there's heaviness energy being breathed into it. Life is movement and change. Noticing the movement of the breath in the body. Noticing movement, change in the breath. And in the body with each breath. Just as the breath moves through the body, thoughts, emotions too, along with sensations, keep shifting and changing. And noticing with all this movement, shifting and changing sensations, the breath, thoughts, emotions, moving through, noticing, is there some stability, groundedness, groundless ground that spaciously, spaciously can hold, not even hold, but allow all this coming and going to be? A sense of peace, a sense of calm, stability, however it might show up, or spaciousness. That can hold witness to all the shifting and moving. And change and not be toppled over by it. a spacious okayness. With equanimity and okayness that cares about what arises and passes with metta, with friendliness, but isn't toppled over, doesn't fall into or push away. An okayness, expansive okayness that is not aloof, but stable and caring to all the comings and goings, all the movements in the mind and the heart. Emotions, the body. If there is any sorrow, sadness, challenges, grief, spaciousness, stability, can make space for it. Let it be just as it is. Not pushing it away. Not trying to make it go away, fix it. But patiently, caringly, holds presence. This deep well of resource, of okayness pervading, Maybe finding, knowing, realizing that this well of resource, of okayness, is much deeper than you have realized. That you have given yourself credit for. This deep well of okayness can nourish the heart, the mind, the body, with whatever is arising, moving through. Making space, holding space with care, with stability. If you wish, you can stay with this spacious okayness, spacious caring, stable okayness. That allows all comings and goings of emotions, thoughts, body sensations to be just as they are. Sense of stability and vast spaciousness with care, imbued with care. Stability, not toppled over, holding presence with comings and goings internally and what's arising. You can stay with this, or if you wish, you're welcome to open. To expand further this caring equanimity, okayness, for all the comings and goings. For all beings, whether they're happy or facing a challenge, a difficulty. And if it starts feeling too overwhelming, you can always come back. To the movements, arisings and passings here internally. If there is space, resting, landing into equanimity, wide, far and wide. All beings. Or suffering of sorrow. All the comings and goings. Holding witness with care. With each breath, 10,000 joys and 10,000 sorrows. Moving, changing every moment, part of this human existence. For all beings everywhere. And for the last moments of this practice period, holding, allowing spacious equanimity of okayness with the movements of the heart and mind, the body, during this practice, whatever it was. No judgment. Trying to fix, push away, regret, self-blame, criticism. It's all okay. You showed up. You practiced as best as you could with all the causes and conditions. Thanks, everyone. Thank you for your practice. So, we have some time for reflections if you like to share. Questions, comments, observations about this practice, complaints, you can share your wisdom, you're invited to, if you wish, please. You can type them in chat. If you type them to everyone, I will say your name as I read them. If you type them just to me, I will keep it confidential, the comment. You are welcome, Dawn, who says thank you. Thank you all for your practice, for this opportunity. So appreciated this practice. I'm feeling much more equanimous with all the comings and goings in my heart, the holding with care, not trying to fix, make it go away, just being and realizing a depth of well, of resourcefulness, a depth of of okayness that cares, that's stable, and it's not moved, can be with what arises. So thank you for practicing with me. Any comments? What did you notice? Especially if you haven't spoken in a while, please can raise your Zoom hand, or if you're new. And also appreciations on YouTube. Thank you, Henry and Sean, and you're welcome. Okay, couple of reflections. One is, see, Dawn says, a kind of quiet meditation and a quiet group today. Yes, equanimity can really calm and have a sense of stillness where we don't want to talk afterwards. So that's normal. Megan says, very calming. Felt like medicine for the soul. Ah, oh, sweet. One other comment. Initially, I felt some numbness. I repositioned to the floor and felt more grounding and opening. And I was able to open my heart a bit more. Lovely, lovely. I appreciate in that recommendation, in that reflection, how noticing, okay, sitting on the floor, moving the body would be more supportive in doing that, and the heart being able to open more. Neil says, I hadn't realized how stressed I was. Yeah, it's interesting. Afterwards, we notice when we settle and become calmer. Abraham, I see your hand, please.
Hi. So I just do a kind of a breath meditation centering on joy and happiness. And that to me feels very equanimous, but and I haven't been attending much. Was there a specific equanimity exercise that we were doing other than meditating that I missed? Can you expand on that?
Yeah. So what?
Thanks.
Yeah. So what the invitation today, so there's so many different ways to practice equanimity and to open up to equanimity. So the way I guided today, the invitation was first to notice all the movement of the body, the breath, the mind, the heart. So the movement, life is movement as, so noticing all the movement. And then in contrast, then noticing that, oh yes, there is a stillness. There is a spaciousness that can hold, can be present with all the movement and not be moved. So through that, opening up to, oh yes, equanimity. Oh, there is this spaciousness, this groundedness that can be with all the arising and passing. And then tuning into that more and more. So that was the, in brief, the cliff notes of what I was inviting us to explore today, Abraham. Thank you for the question.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Susan says, I gave up and rubbed my back and let myself think. I'm being trained here to be kind to myself like that. And then Nikki reinforced that right afterwards. Yes. Whatever is needed, Susan, whatever is needed. And if happy hour is a time to cultivate kindness and go to oneself, no, don't need to push it. Don't need to push it. And Jamie says, for me, this, it was equanimity practice focused on my kids. It allowed me to see I don't have to take on their suffering or try to fix it. All I have to do is accept and love them. Oh, that's so beautiful, Jamie. Thank you for sharing that. So touched. Yeah. And let's see on YouTube, a couple of questions. One is, what kind of emotion is equanimity? Positive, neutral, or negative? All of them. Question mark, none of them. And thank you for the practice. And then another question, how do you bring your mind back when it wants to wander? What works for you? So the first question about equanimity, it's in the teachings, in Abhidhamma, in the higher teachings, it is said that equanimity has a valence, has a neutral valence. So that's what it said classically. So, and yet that the neutral Vedana feeling tone, can be under the category of unworldly neutral tone. So there's a grace, a beauty, it's not just neutral. It's not just detached and aloof, but there is a neutrality that is, there's a wholesome quality to the neutrality. And I'm trying to explain that as best as I can. And bringing the mind back is ever so gently noticing that the mind wants to wander. And maybe Sean saying, not now. Not now, ever so gently bringing it back so that you can give yourself the practice and telling the thoughts, if they're important enough, to please come back later. You'll be here waiting for them, but not right now. Right now, you're giving your heart to this practice. So you can try that. There's so many different tools, but you can try this and see how that works. So, dear ones, with equanimity and inviting us to transition with a sense of okayness. See if the heart can be okay. Have a sense of okayness to transition to practicing in small groups now. And if you have to go, that's perfectly fine. And if you can stay and maybe stretch yourself a little bit, this might be with equanimity. Can you stay present with all the movements, the comings and goings in the heart and the mind? So with that, and the invitation is in the breakout rooms to spend the first 30 seconds with just metta for each other, with a sense of spacious equanimity and metta for each other. And then if you like to share and hold witness, that is invited. So I'm going to open the rooms and here we go.